It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, good afternoon. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday. It's the final week of the high school football regular season. You kidding me?
That's a lie.
Didn't
you were lying
just
to me.
Start?
Seriously.
Thought the season started
yeah, it
on
was
Monday.
Just like 87 degrees, and we were just having the kickoff to the first season, it felt like.
Of course, Matt Sheehan is with us, and there's only one game tonight. Come on.
Is there? Oh, man.
I know there's a bunch of games, and a lot of them actually are very important.
Yeah.
There's really only one game tonight.
There's so many good games on, though. What is the game?
This is the 50th meeting between Port Huron High and Port Huron Northern. Huskies are the home team tonight. PH has won five straight, eight of the last nine.
Mm-hmm.
Northern leads the all-time series 32-17. If Northern gets 18 points tonight, Matt,
yep,
they will have scored 1,000 against the Big Reds in school history.
Wow, now that's a stat. Oh, man.
Oh, I've got them all.
You are great for these.
If the Big Reds score 224 points tonight,
okay,
they'll have 1,000.
Okay, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Huskies.
All right. Oh, man. Now, with how good the Huskies are playing on defense, I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. But 18 from Northern could happen.
That could, yeah.
So, at any rate, it's always a lot of fun. They play for the Brick Fowler Trophy. Northern's already in. They're 6-2. They made the playoffs for the fourth time in school history.
Mm-hmm.
First time since 2010, which, by the way, was the last time they beat the Big Reds. 10-0 was the score that year. The games have not been close the last 5 years. I've got to believe that this year we're going to have a close game. But here's my problem. If you asked me to pick in week one, I would have said shootout.
Yeah.
I would have gone over under and picked a high number. But now, having watched all season long, I think defense might be the story of tonight's game.
Yeah.
Northern's defense has really gotten better as the season has gone along here. And I've always liked Port Huron High's defense. And I know they've had a couple of games where they gave up some points. But Cousineau's got two guys that are D1 talent, quarterback and running back.
Yep.
So that's why they score 40 points.
That'll help you win.
And Mott scored 33 on them. 19 came in the first quarter, and then that was a 14-7 football game after that for three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Big Reds defense. I always have. So I'll say it's going to be a defensive battle. Somebody's going to win 14-13 or 15-14, something like that.
Yeah.
And we'll have a shootout tonight.
I completely agree. I think it's going to be first team to 20 wins. And, I mean, I don't expect it to get any higher than 30 for either side. The defense has been really impressive the last few weeks, especially for Northern. I mean, it's been, what, six games since they've let up 20 points?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Bobby McKillop was here earlier in the week, and he says, if I'm Port Huron Northern, you couldn't pay me to care about this game. He says,
wow,
I'm not playing Billy Falco, and I'm worried about next week. I'm worried about my playoff game. And I looked at him and I said, oh, I get where you're coming from, because as a coach, he's thinking big picture.
Sure.
But there's no Billy Falco could have his leg sawn off an hour ago.
Right.
And he's going to play in this game.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and yeah, for sure. I mean, I could definitely see that reasoning, but I mean, you go to ask any high schooler how important this game is. I mean, this is going to be the important game. You graduate, you go back 5 years, 10 years, you're going to be talking about this game, especially if you win it. I mean, no one's going to want to sit out a cross town rivalry, especially with Northern's program growing as it been. I mean, they made playoffs. That's a statement. They have a winning record. That's a statement. They need to win over PH to really just solidify that they are a program that is back now. And, I mean, tonight can be a chance where they could do that.
Yeah, I would argue that it's bigger to them to win this week than it is next week.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous to favor this over an actual playoff game, but as far as statement, yeah. I mean, for sure, unless Northern's going to stomp all the way to the state finals. I mean, you got to have the big rivalry win. That's always the biggest game of the high school season, huh? Unless you're a legitimate state contender.
And as far as the Big Reds are concerned, maybe their playoff hopes are already over, but to have any hope at all, to go to bed tonight and have any reason to turn on Sunday's selection show, you've got to win the football game tonight.
Yep, you have to win it, but snoozeu.com, I'm sure you've looked at the projections. That's a great website. They always project who's going to make the playoffs. And they have their projections if the favorites win. Port Huron is favored in this game. Right now, they're out of the projections even with a win tonight. But, hey, fluky things happen. Sometimes snoozeu is a little off, so maybe this is one of those times. But
and you don't know who else is going to play a game tonight that they're supposed to win.
Absolutely.
And they don't.
Yep, that's 100% true.
We've got a lot of 4-4 teams
there's a
in
lot.
The area playing, you know, we better win tonight games.
That's what makes tonight exciting. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of games to choose to go to tonight, and, man, it was tough making the decision.
All season long, I've been going, well, if Marine City beats Grosse Pointe North, that could put them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But in looking at some of the numbers yesterday, it's actually if St. Clair beats Warren Cousineau, I think the Saints, of all our 4-4 teams, have the best chance to get in at 5-4.
Yeah, that'd be remarkable, especially with the win against Cousineau, the Mac Blue champion. That'd be one heck of a statement win. I mean, St. Clair has their work cut out for them tonight. No question about that, but hey, maybe Cousineau rested players. Maybe St. Clair is just straight up ready to play, and you know, hopefully they can get that win.
Yeah, at 7-1, there isn't much Cousineau is playing for here tonight.
So yeah,
so we'll see there. You're going to go see Marine City play. I never count the Mariners. I have never counted. I'm the only one who has never counted the Mariners out this season.
Oh, come on!
Now I'm not saying they're going to get into the playoffs, but I really like their chances to finish 5-4.
Do you?
Grosse Pointe North, again, they've got their 6 wins.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, they're coming on the road. It's going to be cold.
Yep.
They're not thinking about beating Marine City tonight.
That's true.
And Marine City, this is Mariner weather.
Yeah, you're right.
This is Mariner weather. They like to run the football. I like Marine City in this game.
Gotcha.
I mean, they may have to score every time they've got the ball. But if anybody can do it.
Yeah, I think a key is going to be long offensive possessions for them. I mean, you got to keep Grosse Pointe North's offense off the field. You got to keep your defense rested. And yeah, I mean, just like you're saying, I mean, Grosse Pointe North, they have their wins. They're on the road. It's cold weather. So all the motivation is on Marine City's side. But man, Grosse Pointe North has been so good this year. I mean, it's going to be hard to stop a team that big, just that skilled. But hey, I mean, they've been playing their best. I mean, Marine City has been playing their best football the last 4 weeks. Ron Golodich is an incredible coach. His staff is phenomenal. So would I be surprised to see Marine City win tonight? Absolutely not. It's just not who I'm going with. And with that said, of course, I'm going to go down there, walk through their fans to get to the press box, sit with the fine people in Marine City. Actually, no, they really are great people down there. They are friendly. Even when we picked St. Clair after the game, I picked St. Clair. Of course, Marine City won by 3 scores. I heard a little bit, but it was all good fun. So, yeah, no, it's always a good time going down to Marine City. And I'm absolutely looking forward to tonight's game. I mean, I just hope it's warm in the press box.
For 9 weeks, I have picked them 9 times.
Hey, there we go. All right, there we go.
I'm 4-4.
I think this is only my third time picking against them. I was right one of the times against Loyola, obviously wrong against St. Clair, and we'll see what goes on tonight.
All right, Marysville looks to run the table. I think they get to 9-0. I think they'll beat Lance Cruz
tonight. Yeah, definitely.
But I do want to say that the wins aren't coming as easy the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For the Vikings, is this an area of concern, or do you think maybe even they're just, you know, kind of been cruising lately?
Yeah, it's hard to say just looking at it on paper. But yeah, it can be concerning just looking at how they are getting the wins. Then again, I mean, you can't be 8-0 and be too concerned. But yeah, I mean, just 14 points against Northern, squeaked one out last week against St. Clair, and then even Ward Woods Tower, that was a dogfight a few weeks ago. So I think a statement win today, like maybe by 30 points, which is
very
in the realm of possibility against Lance Cruz, I think that could really help them going forward in the playoffs, just reasserting themselves and, you know, reaffirming that, oh, yeah, that's right, we are a dominant team and we can, you know, roll people. So, I mean, this could be a game for confidence today.
All right, a couple other games in the MAC. New Haven's playing Lakeview tonight. Anchor Bay and Chippewa Valley, both teams are 5-3. So, obviously, the winner there gets into the playoffs.
Playoffs are tonight.
So, that'll be a good one. And actually, Anchor Bay's got a good football team.
Oh, yeah.
This year. They're 5-3. Two of their losses are by 1 point.
Wow.
And the one that isn't by 1 point was to Romeo, I believe. So
yeah, that's no fun playing them.
That's no fun playing them. Elmont gets in with a win tonight. They're on the road at Auburn Hills, Avondale. Yeah. Avondale's actually played better the last couple of weeks. They've got a couple of wins, but Elmont's going to win that game.
Yeah, Avondale has some nice wins, but you look at the opponents, not necessarily beating Romeo or anyone like that.
This is one that a couple of weeks ago we wouldn't even have thought of. It would have been one of those. And, oh, by the way, these guys are playing too. But Brown City at KPAC.
Yeah.
Brown City started 0-4, and they started a bad 0-4.
Yep.
And they have won four straight. They have a chance to have a winning season.
Mm-hmm.
I know KPAC has struggled this year in the BWAC, but they do have a couple of wins. They beat Armada last week. This is an interesting game to me.
I'm honestly fascinated with this game, and I can't wait to see what the score is, how the points are scored, how high scoring it is. Because I couldn't even guess what a score would be. I don't know if it'd be 10-0 or 42-49. I mean, it's a great matchup because you got KPAC, who's taking their lumps in a tough BWAC conference. They got Brown City, who's been rolling teams, but in a GTC East that's a little down this year. So, I mean, this is going to be a great game. I can't wait to get the call tonight with the score and the stats.
Algonac will be on the road at Clawson, so they'll go into the playoffs on a winning note, bouncing back from last year. In fact, I wouldn't want to be Clawson this week.
No, you're going to get an angry Algonac team. Yeah. No, thank you.
Croslex needs a win to get in. Ovid Elsie
another great game
up in Croswell tonight. I just can't see the Pioneers not winning this game, though.
Yeah, I mean, especially with how they lost last week, too. Just talking to Croslex head coach Garrett Grunman, he said his team was out-physicaled. I mean, tonight, it could be the last home game for the seniors. It's senior night, parent night, and they just need this win for no drama on selection show Sunday. On Sunday. So, they're going to be playing with a lot of emotion. I'd be shocked if they didn't just play physical, come out popping Ovid Elsie, who has a 2.5-hour bus ride just to get to this game.
Yeah. Richmond gets Luther North at home tonight. Yale and Swan Valley is another interesting game. Swan Valley needs a win to get in. A Yale win puts them at 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they'll be kind of sitting there going, is that enough? Because look at their schedule and all the teams they play. More than half their schedule are playoff teams.
Absolutely, yeah. And to end your season with Croslex and Saginaw Swan Valley, I mean, there's no better way than you can end your season to make that playoff point push.
All right, we're going to talk about a couple more games when we come back. Got to take a break right now. But there's a rather interesting scenario in eight-man football.
Oh, I can't wait.
If it happens. We'll take a break, though, first, and we'll be back with more with Matt Sheehan from the Times-Herald in just a moment. Don't forget, 4:30 today, it's the Mark D'Antonio Show. I know you're waiting for that
one. Go Green. I'm tuning in.
We'll be right back.
Back to more Dennis Stuckey on Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show along with the Times-Herald's Matt Sheehan.
Hello.
Yes, eight-man football.
Let's do it.
I'm going to tell you that 1-7, Carsonville-Port Sanlac plays at 7-1 Owen Gage tonight.
All right.
For the league title.
Okay, what?
I'm not making this up.
What?
Okay, they play in the Mid-Michigan eight-man Coastal Division.
Yeah.
Which is a four-team division, so you only play three league games.
Right.
Well, right now, Owen Gage is 2-0 in league, and CPS is 1-1 in league. And Caseville finished 2-1 in league play. So if CPS wins the game, you'll have three teams finish 2-1 in league play.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And have a three-way tie for the division championship.
Oh, I love go CPS. I want that to happen.
If Owen Gage wins, obviously they'll run the table and win the league title outright. Not have to share with anybody.
That's incredible.
But a 1-7 football team has something to play for tonight. A win gives them a three-way share of the league title in the Mid-Michigan eight-man Coastal Division.
Heck yeah. I'm here for that. I love chaos. That's chaos.
Plus, Justin Ritchie of the Tigers is trying to be the leading rusher in the area.
Right.
He's battling for that title.
Yeah.
Tonight,
man. Wow. That's great. Happy Friday to everyone. Yeah. This is awesome.
Now, they met earlier in the season, and Owen Gage won by a lot. So,
hey, different week.
Yeah, different week. And something to play for this time.
Something to play. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were sandbagging last time. I think they were sandbagging in preparation for this game, dare I say. That's right.
That's kind of no, that's unique. That
is absolutely unique. Oh, man.
You get a 1-7 team against a 7-1 team to close out the regular season, and you're thinking,
unique's an understatement.
And then
that's
you look
awesome.
At it and you go, well, actually,
yeah,
the title is at stake tonight.
Wow. Wow.
Peck is playing Dryden tonight. Peck. Devastating loss last week. Now, I understand they had some injuries, but North Huron hadn't won a game all year, and they went into Peck, and they won by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, blew up in the second half.
Yeah, and that may cost Peck a chance to get into the playoffs. Yeah. They've got Dryden tonight, and even a win over Dryden might not be enough for the Pirates to get in.
That's crazy. AMF football playoffs are it's wild. I mean, That'd be a shame if that loss last week really knocks them out of the playoffs.
Yeah. And in 8-man, the 6-win thing doesn't matter. It's
right,
all
yeah.
based on points, and they take the top 16 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That was a tough one for them because they've been just so good. I mean, the only team that had beaten them up to the last 2 weeks was Deckerville.
Right.
And they had handled everybody else that they played. But they've lost 2 straight, and last week's was a devastating loss for them. All right, so if you had to do it tonight of our teams that could get in, who do you think is a team that is going to get in?
Oh, going to?
Yeah.
Who's does Croslex count or no?
Yeah,
or am I
sure.
cheating with that? Okay.
Who's going to get in tonight? Croslex, Almont both need a win. I think they both get in tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I Croslex is what I'm saying with confidence right now. If I had to go with my second most confident, Marine City, probably, I think. Because I know that Yale has a very tough game against Saginaw Swan Valley. St. Clair has a toughest game, in my opinion, tonight against
Cousineau.
Because
they have to go on the road.
On the road to Cousineau. That's not easy. Maybe Cousineau plays this game away where they let their backups go in and St. Clair can capitalize on that. But I think that's the toughest game, and that would surprise me the most, I think. First and second, 1A, 1B is Croslex and Almont. Second is Marine City, but I say that even when picking Grosse Pointe North to win this game. So,
all right,
it's tough. It's tough for all these teams. Yeah,
I did the poll yesterday, and I had 6 for the Big Reds and 5 for the Huskies.
Okay,
I know you and Joseph both are looking at PH in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the Big Reds, too. I think we all have similar reasons for why. And I'm not trying to, again, love Larry Rollins. I love that Northern has turned it around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
And this would be the icing on the cake if they go out and win this one. And I think they really want to win this one.
Oh, for sure.
Tonight. But I just, for me, the Big Reds have won 8 of the last 9 between these two teams. And I do think the schedule that Port Huron High plays is the reason they're a 4-4 team.
Yep.
Because they're a 6-win team easy.
Yep.
If, you know, they don't play the Mots and if they don't open the season with Country Day and teams like that all the time. And that's just me being honest. The Big Reds, let's look at a common opponent. Frazier. Northern lost that game 43-21.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was close until the fourth quarter, late fourth quarter.
And very long time ago.
Frazier tacked on a couple of late touchdowns to make it look more lopsided.
Yep.
But the fact is, Northern lost that game at Frazier. Mm-hmm. PH went to Frazier and won 45-6.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's their only common opponent. But I just think PH plays such a tough schedule to be 4-4 right now. And you look at who they've lost to. They've lost to Grosse Pointe North. They've lost to Cousineau.
Both close,
They've lost to Country Day, and they've lost to Mott. Those are four teams that if we combine their record, it's a lot of wins with not a lot of losses.
Right, and there's only one loss there that came with multiple scores, I think. Mott was the only one. I think Country Day was a 1-score game. Is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was 17-7 was the score
of
the Country Day game.
Okay, so it's 2-score, yeah. The only, I guess, quote, blowout, you could call, was that mock game, and that was obviously a first quarter that they did not expect.
Yeah, they got jumped in the first quarter and played from behind.
And
the
Mott's
rest
a great
of the
team.
Way.
Yeah, I mean, Mott's a very, very good team.
At that time, Mott was rated in the top 10 in the state.
Oh yeah, and I mean, ever since then, Mott's been playing in the MAC Red, which that's the group of death. So
yeah,
of course,
again,
they're taking their lumps.
They're like 6-2, I think, and their losses are Eisenhower. And
Romeo, I
Romeo,
think.
Yeah, because they beat Dakota,
right? Yeah, that's crazy. So, I agree with you 100% when it comes to schedule. Though, I mean, Port Huron is just so battle tested. I know it's an old cliche that gets used a lot, but in this case, I think it's true. I mean, they are so tested throughout the whole entire season. It's what Ryan Mullins wants to do with the schedule, get his team better for the end of the year. Will it end in playoffs? Not sure, but it's going to end in them being ready for this game. I mean, yeah. So that's why I think they're going to win.
I mean, if they crossed over less with the red and the white and more with the gold and the silver, they'd get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They'd have their six wins.
Yep, and I respect that, though, out of that program. Same with Marine City. I mean, they could be in the playoffs right now if they didn't schedule, you know, the Algonacs, the Madisons, Loyola, Gross Point North. I mean, I respect that out of a program that they want to get better.
So, anyways, that's kind of why I'm leaning that way. Although, you know, for me, in a perfect world, we have whatever team has the ball last wins with no time left on the clock, and it's a thriller, and I'm happy,
right?
And we go from there. But the Huskies are already in the playoffs, and I'd like to see the bigger. I'd love to have a year where we can say Northern and PH are playing Friday, Saturday home games at Memorial Stadium to open the playoffs.
How sweet would that be? Yeah. That has a nice ring to it. That is a great ring to it. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, though, tonight. It should be a good one at Memorial Stadium. Mm-hmm. 6:45 is the pregame at WPHM.net tonight for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Take a break and then wrap up hour one.
It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
Welcome back. We're telling punting horror stories. I don't know how we got onto that.
Yeah, wow. What a path we took to that conversation.
Punting horror stories. The Lions had a kicker named Mike Black, and they were kicking from like their. He was standing at the 5, and he missed it.
Nice.
He whiffed on it. This is against Dallas, and Dallas recovered the ball at the 5-yard line, and Herschel Walker scored.
I've never heard of a whiff. I've never seen a whiff
he
either.
That's it.
That sounds
NFL
pretty Lions though.
Punter.
Yeah.
Clearly, he wasn't with the Lions much longer.
That sounds about right for the Lions, though.
Mike Black, though, if you ever want, maybe there's a highlight of it somewhere.
The Mike Black highlight film on YouTube.
Anyways, I don't know how we got off on that tangent,
but we did.
What do we got? Because I got just a few minutes here. The Wings play Nashville tonight at Joe Louis Arena. I'm very proud to announce that the Wings are going to play Ryan Sproul tonight. I'm very disappointed to announce that he's replacing Xavier Ouellette. Okay, let the kids play and take out one of the garbage heads that aren't helping you right now that keep getting skated around.
Yeah.
Okay, don't take one. So you're putting the kid in to take another kid out. No, do something bold. Take Jonathan Garbageson out of the lineup.
Yeah, act like you know there's a future. You got to act like there knows there's a future. You got to get the young guys to hit their ceiling. Those older guys... The ceiling's there. You're not going to get much more out of those guys.
Smith's been horrible. Sit Smith tonight.
Yeah.
Play Sproul. Let the kids play.
Yeah.
Ouellette, you're blaming Ouellette for how weak you played defensively Wednesday. He hardly got to touch the ice.
Right.
I bet he didn't even play 10 minutes in the game. So why are you taking out somebody who's not the problem?
Yeah, no, I'm all about the youth movement. I mean, that's the only way they're going to hit their ceiling. I mean, better for you guys.
Yesterday, I played a clip. The kid from Winnipeg scored a 18-year-old hat trick game-winning goal in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
You got Matthews, 4 goals in his first game for the Leafs. Tyler Mott has 2 points in 4 games for the Blackhawks. All 3 of those guys.
They'd be great Griffins players.
They would be, Mott would still be at Michigan. The Red Wings would have told Tyler Mott, stay at Michigan for your final year.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
And then, so he would have had another year at Michigan, and then 4 years in Grand Rapids before he'd get a chance.
Right.
So he'd be 5 years away still.
Hey, the Calder Cup, though, is pretty cool.
Yeah, you know? Great.
Just trying to brighten it up here.
Great. Love the Calder. See how much it's done for some of the other guys that are up now.
Yeah, true.
Anyways.
Calder Cup's almost as cool as the Stanley Cup.
Take Riley Sheahan out of the lineup and put in Mantha.
Oh, my cousin? Oh, man. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. That's not my cousin.
You guys spell it
spelled different. Yeah, I know.
He's got an extra A in
there. Yeah, he's got
S-H-E-A. Couple A's.
A-H-N, yeah. So we did two E's. He does E-A. Traitor. So
he's been awful.
Yeah,
that's just right. Awful. Anyways, they have won two in a row.
Hey.
I want to sound completely negative.
There we go. Yeah. Playoff tickets on sale.
Yeah.
They're not on sale. Don't go on the website. I'm giving your listeners bad advice right now. No, they're actually not on sale. Yeah. I don't know how well my sarcasm travels, but yeah.
We go till 4:30 today, and then it's the Mark D'Antonio show, followed by This Week in College Football at 5:30. They call it This Week in College Football, but they only talk about the Big Ten. Anyways, those are the shows coming up starting at 4:30. So Matt and I have a half hour still. Join us in a few more minutes.
Streaming live at WPHM.net. This is where the Blue Water area comes to talk. 1380 WPHM, Fort Huron. WPHM.
All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey Show along with Matt Sheahan here on a Friday, the big Friday, Super Bowl Friday.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to? Wait, we're not allowed to use that.
Big game Friday. Yeah. Big football game Friday.
Poor dear on Northern. There's a lot of great football games, of course, for week nine.
Oh, seriously, like six of them that are great. Yeah.
Sunday will be the selection, and then on Monday's show will be very busy, as we'll have the highlights from week nine with all the stats. We'll have the playoff matchups for week 10.
Boom.
And an idea of, in fact, the boss was just in here. Where do you think we're going to be Friday? Where do you think we're going to be Friday?
Yeah.
So I gave him the best guess that I could give him.
There we go. That's all. Yeah, that's all you could ask for.
Just but I'm keeping guess. It a secret now until Monday.
Oh, wow. Cliffhanger. Look
well,
at that.
I don't want to say, and then all of a sudden there's something juicier.
It's true.
That presents itself.
That's very true. Yeah. So. Well, you're a pro's pro.
Well,
seasoned veteran Dennis Stuckey.
I like to go to the one that I think will draw the most interest.
Yeah.
We don't do that during the regular season. In the regular season, I map out 11 games in like mid-July. Like I'm at Mackinac Island looking at football schedules while I'm waiting for boats to come in.
Gotcha.
And I piece together, well, we got to have, you know, you got to have the Marine City St. Clair game.
Yep.
You got to have the Port Huron High, Port Huron Northern. You got to do the Marysville Northern game. You got to do the Marysville St. Clair game. You got to do, you know, certain rivalries you got to do. And then you fill in the schedule from there without taking into account that, maybe this team will be having a bad season and that'll be a lame game. No, you just sort it out.
I mean, even if, you know, one team is having a tough season, the rivalry is still great to listen to.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I did the Port Huron Northern East Detroit game knowing full well that Port Huron Northern was going to just schnarkulate them.
Yeah.
If that's a word.
Wow, that's a wow. I'm going to try to use that in my article today. Hold on. Can you spell it for me?
And I believe that was the same night that Richmond was playing Croslex or something like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the more attractive game. But at the time I put the schedule together, I didn't know that was going to be an attractive game.
For sure. Yeah. And hey, Port Huron Northern's homecoming. Come on.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah. I'm on homecoming beat. Yeah, that's right. So it says my business card. Sports writer, homecoming beat writer.
I meant to write down where Foley was tonight. Or do they play a Saturday game?
Oh, geez, who do they play? I should know this. They're not going to win. But... it's Warren Lincoln? That sounds right?
Is it Warren Lincoln?
Yeah, Warren Lincoln or
I thought
Warren
already
Collegiate?
Played them.
Maybe Warren Collegiate?
Warren Collegiate, that's who they play
is
tonight.
It? Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a little different. Collegiate's probably a little better than Lincoln.
Yeah. That's okay. Go Ventures. Fire out.
They're actually not that far apart, because I think Collegian is just down DeQuinder or something.
Yeah,
like
Collegian
that.
Actually used to use Foley's turf during. Yeah. So. Fun facts for all you Fort Huron people.
For those that don't know, Matt and I went to the same school. Just
that's
in,
right.
In different eras.
Oh,
I was Mesozoic.
We did not overlap.
No,
I swore we. Oh, okay.
I don't think you were born yet when I graduated.
What year?
86.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I don't know if I'm supposed to give an honest answer or not.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I can live with it.
Yeah, there we go. You're a good sport. There we go.
I'm 48 and I'm proud.
Awesome. There you go. That's a good looking 48 too. You know what? Yeah. I'll keep it real.
Anyways,
that's your Foley update.
That's your
Blue Water Area Foley update. You're welcome.
Your Ventures update.
That's right. Still not making the playoffs. That's okay though. That happens.
No. That's that league had three playoff teams this year out of five.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
man.
One of them is Everest. They're playing Memphis tonight. I'm going to congratulate Memphis for completing this season.
Yeah.
Because at week one, it didn't look like they were going to play any more games. In fact, after week two, they had the big meeting to determine. And they've taken their lumps
for sure
all year long. But they're going to, tonight, they'll play out the entire schedule of the season. And it's actually pretty commendable when you figure what's the healthiest they've been, about 15 kids this year, 16 kids?
Yeah, 16 tops probably. No, that does say a lot about the kids, though, that stuck it out. I mean, because when you're taking your lumps like that, getting beat by 50, 60, you know, you're seeing another team hang up 74. To come back to practice that Monday and still work for something on Friday, I mean, that's I can only respect that. I mean, yeah, obviously not the season they wanted to, but, man, that says a lot about those kids. It really does, and I'm saying that with no irony or anything like that. That is pretty impressive that they could go all 9 weeks, have the team. So
Another game that I'm going to be interested just to see what the final score is. Mm-hmm. Armada plays Marlette tonight.
Now, yeah.
Those are two teams that have been very on and off this year.
For sure.
And so I want to see what the score of this game is going to be. I'm fascinated by how these two teams have looked so good and then looked so horrible all within 1 week spans.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously haven't been doing this for a long time. This is my third year doing this, but Armada's had probably the wildest season I've seen. Like, beating Yale, losing to KPAC 9-7, but that was a week after hanging up 33 points on Algonac.
A team that had given up 29 all season going into that game.
They could put up X amount of points any given week against any team. Like, that is a roller coaster of a season right there.
Well, that was like last week. Okay, so they lost to Algonac, but they scored 33 points against Algonac, threw the ball all over the field against what we consider the best defense in the Blue Water area. And then so I said, okay, well, they're going to be KPAC. And then I get the score 9-7 KPAC. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right for that season. I mean, it's been so unpredictable that, yeah. That's how it should be.
All right, this might be a Marine City fan.
Oh,
to yell at you. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Donnie.
Listen, I would take out Marchenko tonight. I think he's been horrible. I mean, all season so far. I don't know what happened to the kid, but he's complete giveaways right up the middle.
He's probably playing with Smith.
but
Erickson.
I'll tell you what, I'll take Smitty and Erickson any day the way Marchenko's playing right now. I'm saying if you're going to Sproul, he's also a right-hand shot. You're taking that way, you'd be taking out a right-hand shot and replacing him with one. You know, I think the rest of the defense, actually, well, you know, Greener's played better. We can't get on him right now.
Well, I can defensively, but offensively, well, yeah. I like his game right now. So you're not taking him out.
Right, yeah, and you and I agree on this. He was brought here for offense.
Yeah.
So we can't, or as the great Sid Abel said, offense.
But my point is, well, that's not the problem. They hardly play him.
Mm-hmm.
So he shouldn't be the guy that comes out. And they're taking Athanasiou out tonight, too.
I don't
like
that.
Which annoys me, too. But
yeah, I love Athanasiou. I think he's a tremendous player. He's a tremendous talent. He can do a lot of things on the penalty kill and other stuff. Here's one for food for thought, Dennis, going into the weekend. Quick's out with the injury, you know. And, you know, I'm going to say this to you. Don't be surprised if the Kings don't come sniffing for Howard. Mm. Because I understand that Quick is going to be out a long time, and they don't want to go with the kids. You know, I know they got some good kids there, the Kings do, and we got a local there. But my point is, you know, if you get a chance at Howard and they can work a deal where it takes contract from Detroit or a three-way deal with the Ducks involved that would send you Cam Fowler or something, there's a lot of possibilities there.
Well, we'll see. Holland hasn't impressed me with his lack of pulling the trigger on deals, but that would be interesting. And now would be a good time to move him after he had a big game.
Right, and the way, you know, and you agree that we can't spend 5.5 on a backup goalkeeper. I love Jimmy Howard. I really do like the guy. I mean, I think he's a real nice guy and a nice goaltender. But, you know, Mrazek's the man in Detroit right now. So just food for thought for the weekend, Dennis.
Yep. Thanks, Donnie.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend. Good luck. Go Big Reds.
All right, thanks. Yeah, he makes some interesting cries. Jack Campbell, though, playing in the Kings American League, 36 save shutout in his first game. So
not too shabby. That's great to see him do that.
I'd rather, as much as it would probably help the Wings to move Howard's contract, I'd rather see Jack get called up and play.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But they have a vet in Joseph Budaj, and Zakhoff has NHL experience. So those guys would really have to stumble, I think, before the Kings would think about making a move. But it is out there. There are lots of. I've been reading lots of trade stuff, especially about the Tigers.
Yeah.
We were talking about that before
trade
we came
season.
On the air today, how the Tigers have dominated the Central Division for the last decade, and yet they don't have a World Series. KC, well, the White Sox have won a World Series. Yeah. The KC has won a World Series. Cleveland's going to the World Series. You know, what next? The Twins win it next year?
This is why I'm so sad.
Yeah, it's killing me, but there are all kinds of thoughts about what they're going to do this offseason. They appear to be putting
selling
the lid finally on, you know, spending money.
Yeah.
And I think this comes more from Mike Ilitch's son than from Mike Ilitch himself. But I think they're looking to make a move. I was calling for this back in June, and everybody was throwing stuff at their radio and hating on me because nobody wants to watch a 90-loss team next year.
Right.
But I still contend it's the faster way to get to a championship. You can continue to have an 85-win team that never does anything, or you can have a couple of bad seasons and then be like Kansas City and be like Cleveland and be a contender and, you know, win a World Series, play for a World Series, as opposed to, 85 wins a year. That's a nice team, but if you never make the playoffs or if you lose as soon as you get into the playoffs,
right?
Who cares?
Yeah. And it's definitely the cheaper way to get better, too.
Yeah.
I mean, instead of just throwing money at players, I mean, obviously they didn't spend the money as smart as they could have. Like
no.
Pelfrey, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean, they did have some Pelfrey's good signs. But, yeah, I mean, it's the cheapest way. And, I mean, with all the money they've spent over the team over the last, how many years, I mean... I can't knock them too hard for scaling back.
No. And, hey, they tried. They tried it that way.
Yeah.
They got close, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, moving, we were talking about moving Verlander or moving Cabrera, they have no trade clauses, so unless you send them exactly where they want to go,
yeah,
they're not going anywhere.
To a contender immediately.
Which really annoys people because then that means your most viable pieces to move are J.D. Martinez and Ian Kinsler, two guys that nobody wants you to trade, but that's how you'll get better. Everybody, well, they should get rid of Sanchez. How?
Yeah.
He's a piece of junk
you can't have
who costs too much.
You can't have bags of balls. Like, I mean, the reason you're trading some of these players, too, is to get young, controllable, cheap talent. I mean, yeah, a nice salary dump-off would be nice, but you got to get a haul for people that you want.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to stay competitive here.
If you're going to move Sanchez, it has to be as, okay, we're going to trade you J.D. Martinez. We're going to trade you Ian Kinsler. But part of the deal.
Yeah, right.
Because you're moving these guys probably to a Dodgers or to a Red Sox or to somebody who can absorb money.
Right.
Because in the case of J.D. Martinez, whoever you trade him to, they're going to have to open up the pocketbook at the end of the season and pay him big money. So you're going to trade him, say, to the Dodgers. Well, the Dodgers can absorb Anibal Sanchez's contract.
Yeah, they got
a big market, big money team.
Unlimited bank account over there.
So you say, well, we'll give you this guy, but you have to take this guy's money and then give us the pieces that we want.
That makes sense, yeah. Because, trading Sanchez, that only gets rid of one problem, the money.
I mean, you don't get anything for him.
Exactly. It has to be a two-part thing. Like with Kinsler, sure, you get rid of a lot of money, but you're also getting young cheap. Controllable talent.
If you trade Pelfrey to somebody, you're going to get a garbage can lid with a dent in it.
Oh, I would say that's actually good.
And a ball bag that's got a hole in the bottom. That's what you're going to get.
I would say we fleeced him in that trade then. I'd say, wow. Came out of the positive end. Not bad. Who's offering?
Whoever it is, they can absolutely have them. All right, that's the time that we have for today's show. I want to remind everybody. Yeah.
Oh my God! Wow, it's
time flies.
4:19 already.
You got to get to East China.
Yeah,
I've got to get over to Memorial Stadium. The football game tonight that we've got on the stream is Port Huron High, Port Huron Northern. Enough said. WPHM.net at 6:45, and we'll talk to you on Monday.